it's I think that's one of the reasons why you feel that Neiman Marcus is an alma mater, because it gives you so many chances to do things you would never do, and you know, places that you go, and people that you meet, and you really do get to feel like you're part of history. And that's one of the biggest joys. It's yes, it was a job, but I never ever once looked at the clock, and never thought about the money. I never thought about it. It was really a passion, and just an absolute love of what I did, and because I found myself, you know, getting to do things that I never did before. And we joked about, you know, the fact that, you know, sometimes at Neiman's you do something that you've never done before. It's the first time you've ever done it, but you need to do it for this job. And like, we found ourselves, you know, welding. I've never welded before, but we needed to do this, so you've learned how to weld. Or, you know, I mean, all these little things like that. It was so much like, it was the best. I tell people on interviews, people say, well, what kind of higher education did I said? Well, I went to graduate school at the best graduate school in the world. I went to graduate school at Neiman Marcus for 16, 17, 18 years. And it's true. It's true, because I don't know where else you're going to get that kind of information on a concentrated level like working there. I mean, yes, I'm lucky because, you know, I learned it on the hoof. You know, I didn't know anything about management. Just managing people. I didn't know anything about that. And, you know, I don't know what I thought. I guess you just yell at people until they do it right. But I learned that doesn't work. So, you know, I mean, but, and so I was blessed with, when I was the downtown visual manager, I had one of the nicest men as the store manager, who was my boss, and he gave me a little book. He said, I think you need this. It was the One Minute Manager, and it became my Bible. And with that little book, I learned a very important lesson that the best way to get a team on your side is to respect everyone as people and let them feel ownership for a responsibility, because they're going to make it their own, and they will do 1,000 times better than they would have if you had dictated every single little thing to do. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't, but that's how you find out who your strong people are, and you go with them. But I've never forgotten that lesson, because, you know, I thought about I was such a go-getter and I was such a self-starter. I had a friend that he hated management. He said, you know, good people don't have to be managed, and bad people can't be managed. You know, so I mean, that was kind of his approach. But I was one of those people that the manager was. I was so glad they were there, because they took care of that stuff that was boring. You know, and when I became a manager, it was like, oh, okay, here I am. I'm that guy now, and so I'm going to get the mail. And I'm working on, you know, I'm doing payroll, and I'm, you know, ho hum. And I thought, well, I guess this is what happens when you get promoted. But I always managed to keep my hands in it, and I enjoyed that part too. But